Cornwell, whoever's going to call you, Mr. Lank. Old business, conditional use number 2046.
See, she put Lawrence in charge of anything old.
Good morning.
Oh.
I think that's what happened.
Oh.
New business she does, Mike.
I see. He does old business. Okay, I got you. Okay.
I'm here before council this morning with two items of old business. First one being conditional use number 2046, the application of Lockwood Design and Construction Incorporated. It's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a MR, medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, and containing 35.45 acres, more or less. Property is located on the northeast side of Warrington Road, Route 275, 1/4 mile southeast of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24. The 911 address is not available. The tax map ID is District 334, Map 12, parcels 127.02, 127.04, and 127.05. In your packet, last week, you received a copy of the Commission's report and recommendations on this application. You have that before you. I can read the motion of the Commission at your request.
Go ahead, that's fine. That's fine.
Go ahead, read it.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to, yeah. I mean, we've all read it ourselves, but.
Do I want to?
Yeah. I mean, this is your last hurrah here. I want to cut you short, you know what I mean?
Not a problem.
I don't think you need to do that, though. That's fine. We'll hold up where we are.
On March 24th, the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application and did defer action for further consideration. On April 14th of 2016, the Commission discussed the application under old business. Mr. Ross stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use 2046 for Lockwood Design and Construction Incorporated for a multifamily dwelling structure based on the record made at the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan supports the development since the land is located in a developing area according to the plan. Two, the development will be consistent with surrounding developments that include other multifamily uses. Three, the development will not adversely affect neighboring properties, roadways, or communities. Four, the development will be required to comply with all DLDOT requirements, including entrance improvements and improvements to the Warrington Road and Old Landing Road intersection. Five, the multifamily development will be served by central sewer provided by Sussex County. Six, the multifamily development will be served by central water. Seven, the proposed development at a density of approximately 5.7 units per acre is consistent with surrounding densities and is appropriate for this location. Eight, the proposed site plan will conserve about 21.2 acres of open space with the preservation of woodlands. All of this will be confirmed through the conditions of approval and the site plan process. And nine, this recommendation is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 202 units within the development. As proffered by the applicant, this shall include a minimum of at least 60 single-family units. B, the applicant shall form a homeowners or condominium association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices to provide for positive groundwater recharge. D, all entrances and roadway improvements shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for a school bus stop shall be established. The location of the school bus stop, shall be coordinated with local school district. E, road naming and addressing shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. F, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. G, a 20-foot forested agriculture buffer shall be shown along the perimeter of the entire development, final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas showing all the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. H, the project shall be served by Sussex County Sewer. I, as proffered by the applicant, the developer shall construct a pool and community building no later than the issuance of the 75th residential building permit for the project. J, as proffered by the applicant, the interior street design shall conform with or exceed Sussex County minimum standards and shall include sidewalks on at least one side of all streets in the development. K, construction, site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on off or to the property shall occur from Monday through Saturday between the hours of 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. and use Route 24 to get access to the site. L, the applicant shall construct and coordinate with local school district's transportation manager to establish appropriate school bus stop locations. M, this preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. And then the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Ross, seconded by Mr. Johnson, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with the recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0.
Any questions of council? Mr. Moore, if you'd read the short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 35.45 acres more or less. For the reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 8 in your packet and the conditions numbered 9A through N.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we vote, I have other ideas here.
Okay.
I have an amendment. Would it be appropriate this time?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. This land prior to the application was AR1, and that allows an overall density of two units per acre, if you didn't hear me. This is a companion application along with change of zone request to MR, which allows density of 4 units per acre. This was passed, thereby doubling the density for this application. The conditional use will allow the developer to erect multifamily units on the property. Multifamily units serve an important purpose. I have no objection to the multifamily aspect of this application. There are subdivisions in the vicinity of this project with a change or bonus densities, although there are two adjoining parcels that have higher density than was requested. There are 5 either adjoining or across the street that are less than the applicant's request. Their names and densities are Estates of C. Chase, a conditional use with a density of 4.13 units per acre. To the south of the site is the Vignola project with a density of 2.1 units per acre. The Rehoboth Shore Estate subdivision across Old Landing Road is AR1 and contains approximately 2 units per acre. The Breezewood subdivision across Old Landing Road is MR and contains approximately 4 units per acre. The Ridden Ridge subdivision south of Warrington Road with access off of Old Landing Road is AR1 zoned with a bonus density approval with a density of 2.79 units per acre. And based on the foregoing, I move that the density be modified and changed to 4 units per acre with a maximum density of 142.
And I'll second that.
Okay. So the motion would be that number seven would be changed from 5.7 units to 4 units.
Yes.
And number 9A would change, there shall be no more than 202, would be changed to 142.
And also, Ms. Moore, I believe from what I heard her say that we would strike also that in 9A, there would be any reference to number of single-family units.
Why don't we do that one by a separate motion, since she already had a motion and seconded?
Okay, okay.
We could vote on that and then do one addressing the single-family.
Okay. So the motion is, as read by Mrs. Deaver into the record, is to change number 7 from 5.7 to 4 units per acre. And then under 9A to change the 202 units to
42.
Questions on that motion?
I believe I misunderstand Mr. Lank on how many was the average. What was the average?
He didn't give it. He was an average. I don't think
that was around
the average.
Around that.
Around the whole area?
Yes, sir.
Let me see. I don't know if I did that or not.
I think you gave me a number. I believe you gave us a number, something like 7.
7?
Oh, we had total numbers. I didn't do an average of all of them.
No. Well, he didn't do an average.
That's okay.
Yeah,
I figured out.
6.29, 6.5, 4.13, 2.1, 2.79. I didn't average that.
I misunderstood you. That's okay.
That's fine.
Any more questions? I will take the vote, Mrs. Deaver. This is voting on the amendment.
That is correct.
Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes.
Mr. Arlett?
I will vote no.
Mr. Wilson?
I'll vote no on what planning and zoning is recommended.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Next, there was a question about the single-family homes.
Yeah, my motion would be, Mr. President, to that was in under
nine.
Conditions 9A,
last
the second part of it. That it said shall include a minimum of at least 60 single-family homes. I feel that I'd rather just allow the developer and the marketplace to determine what ratio of single-family and multifamily that project should have, and that we've addressed the density, and that was the more important part, I think, of that of A. So my motion would be to strike
the second sentence?
Second sentence,
yes.
In 9A.
Yes.
So that would give them more leeway.
It gives them, the conditional use gives a flexibility. In an MR district, you can only put single-family homes. With the conditional use, we're giving the ability to do a mix of housing types. And again, I don't think I'm smart enough to figure out what the market needs or what the developer would be speculating on. So I think that we should give them the ability to do that as long as it meets our code.
We have a motion. We have a second, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Any questions on that motion? Hearing none, we'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
I will agree that, yes, it should be market conditions.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I will, yes, that motion's carried. Then, Mr. Moore.
Yes, reread as amended. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily dwelling structures to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 35.45 acres more or less, with reasons 1 through 8 and 9A through N as amended, and including the reasons given by Ms. Deaver in the record.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance as amended.
Mm-hmm. Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. To adopt conditional use number 2046 as amended. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes, I am going to vote no for a very simple reason, that based on the record that has been presented this morning, or actually I should say throughout the process, the record is, you know, yes, there's a lot of issues. Yes, it's about density, but the record is where we decide and how we vote is based on the record that's been presented. So based on the actual record that's been presented and not my personal opinion, and also, of course, Planning and Zoning's recommendation to approve this based on these changes, which I disagree, therefore I will be voting no.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Wilson.
I vote no also. I'm going to vote with planning and zoning recommendations.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Next, Mr. Lank.
The next item on the agenda under old business is change of zone number 1802, the application of JG Towns and Junior and Company, It's an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 11.66 acres, more or less. Property is located at the southeasterly corner of Gills Neck Road, Road 267, and Kings Highway, Road 268. 911 address is not available. The tax map ID is District 335, Map 12, and is a part of parcel number 3. On July 14th of 2016, the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application. In your packet, you do have a copy of the commission's findings and recommendations on this application. The report that you received in your packet gives all the highlights of the action that took place, all the state basic statements in summary. Mm-hmm. And I would report that on July 14th, the commission did hold a public hearing on this application and did defer action for further consideration. On July 28th of 2016, the commission discussed this application under old business. Excuse me. There was a statement made by Mr. Burton in reference to this application, and he stated that before we get into this motion, he would like to talk about the project and reference the following. In 2007, the Planning and Zoning Commission was presented with a request for a change of zone for this property to CR1 commercial residential. That would pave the way for a 520,000 square foot destination shopping center on 60 acres right at the intersection of Kings Highway and Gills Neck Road. It was a shopping center as large as or larger than anything on Route 1. As such a large potential destination, it created, even attracted, too much traffic on the Gills, on Kings Highway and into Lewis. I voted against that application and the applicants withdrew it. Then another CR1 commercial residential zoning request was sought for 45.7 acres of land with the possibility of around 320,000 square foot of commercial space. I voted against that application too. At the last meeting, we were asked to consider a rezoning to B1 neighborhood business for a proposed 75,000 square foot shopping center on a much smaller part of the same land. This was roughly an 82% reduction from the original proposal. Unlike the prior proposals, which were intended to be destinations for people from all over Sussex County and beyond, the smaller project allows people who live in the vicinity of Gills Neck Road to get what they need locally without traveling across other Lewis roads or going on to Route 1. It serves a need and is good planning. It also complies with our county comprehensive plan, which directs neighborhood shopping like this to areas where low and medium density residential development exists, exactly like the development that has occurred on Gills Neck Road. It also says that development like this should be located in proximity to an incorporated municipality, which it is. I realize that not everyone may like the guidance that our plan currently gives us, but that is what it says. As an aside, if you disagree with this type of planning, now is the time to get involved as we're working on our new plan to be adopted in 2018. As we all know, the state controls the roads. In most cases, road improvements follow development approvals, which is always not the best way to go. Here, the developer has entered into an agreement with DelDOT for road improvements based on a much larger shopping center. I believe that we all benefit from these road improvements paid through private investment. And unlike just about every other development we see, most of the road improvements will be completed prior to any development of this property. There has rightfully been a lot of concern about the water supply for the city of Lewis. I am concerned about the protection of the city's water supply too. But the eventual development of this property will be regulated by Sussex County wellhead protection ordinance. It covers what can or can't be built in close proximity to the wells. And it also regulates the impervious areas and recharge requirements in the rest of the area. But it does not prevent development of the land. In fact, it is similar to the City of Lewis requirements for water resource protection areas, which also allow land development if impervious cover and recharge requirements are met. In the end, this project will probably be scrutinized like no other when the applicants seek to have a site plan reviewed for the development of it. They will be forced to comply with the legal requirements put in place to protect the Lewis wells. Flip the page on me. My page can't work. Oh, sorry. I know that there is some opposition to this request, but I believe it is a reasonable request that it will serve the needs of a lot of people in this area with convenient shopping, that it follows the direction of our own comprehensive plan. So I'm prepared to make a motion recommending approval of the rezoning to B1 neighborhood business. Mr. Ross agreed and referenced the need for transit services. Mr. Burton then stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone number 1802 for J.D. Townsend Jr. and Company for a change in zone from AR1 agriculture residential to B1 neighborhood business based upon the information contained in the record on this application for the following reasons. One, this application for a change in zone from AR agriculture residential to B1 neighborhood business. According to the zoning code, the B1 neighborhood business zone is appropriate, and in quotations, to provide retail shopping and personal service uses. And also in quotes, to serve the needs of a relatively small area, primarily nearby rural, low density or medium density residential neighborhoods. Two, the purpose of the B1 neighborhood business district is satisfied by this application. Right now, there are approximately 1,500 residential units located or approved along Gills Neck Road. All of these units have developed with lower medium density designs, and residents in all these units currently must travel to Route 1 or cross Kings Highway and Clay Road to the village of Five Points for their retail shopping needs and personal service uses such as a grocery store. Neighborhood business uses here will be convenient to those existing and future residents and will eliminate the traffic and congestion caused by having to travel to Route 1 or Savannah Road. B1 neighborhood business zoning is appropriate for this site. Three, the B1 neighborhood business zoning district is the most limited commercial or business zoning category in Sussex County. Here, B1 neighborhood business zoning will limit the size and type of use that occur on this site, ensuring that all future development of it will be on a scale that is compatible with the surrounding areas. Four, there was a great deal of concern about the location of the City of Lewis wells across Kings Highway from this site, and whether the existence of these wells should prevent the rezoning of this property. The protection of these wells is important to everyone. It is governed by the Sussex County Source Water Protection Ordinance that was adopted in 2008. Those protections apply at the site plan stage, and any development of this site must comply with the requirements of the Source Water Protection Ordinance, whether the site is owned AR1, agriculture residential, or B1 neighborhood business. But the existence of these wells is not a reason to deny this particular application. Five, the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan supports this rezoning. The property is located in an environmentally sensitive developing area according to the plan. In this area, our plan says that retail and office uses are appropriate, and that careful mixtures of homes with light commercial and institutional uses can be appropriate to provide for convenient services and to allow people to work close to home. This rezoning falls squarely within the guidance established by our comprehensive plan. Six, the comprehensive plan also directs that appropriate growth such as B1 neighborhood business rezoning should be directed towards a growth area, which includes the environmentally sensitive developing area where the property is located, based on several guidelines, including the proximity to an incorporated municipality, the existence of public sewer and water, the location on or near a major road, the character and intensity of surrounding development, and how the area ranks according to the Delaware strategies for state policies and spending. Here, our plans guidelines are all satisfied since the project is close to the city of Lewis. There is public sewer and water available. The property is located along an arterial roadway according to the mobility element of the plan. The surrounding residential development supports the need for neighborhood business uses. The rezoning is consistent with other business and commercial trends in the area, and the location is in a level one according to the state strategies. Our comprehensive plan supports this rezoning. DLDOT has approved the traffic impact study, TIS, for this project, and both DLDOT and the applicant have entered into an agreement for extensive roadway improvements in this area that support the rezoning. Both the TIS and the agreement are based on the development of a much larger project than what can be built on this 11 acres of B1 neighborhood business zone. These roadway improvements at the developer's expense will be a benefit to all travelers in the area. One example is the improvements of the Cape Henlopen High School Gills Neck Road Kings Highway intersection, which is currently underway. 8, the rezoning to B1 neighborhood business is consistent with neighboring and adjacent uses. Besides the need for reasonable neighborhood businesses to serve the existing residential uses, B1 neighborhood business zoning and the limited uses it allows are consistent with the small-scale commercial zoning across the road from the site. A small shopping center just down the road, the high school, and other businesses, retail establishments, restaurants, and offices that are nearby. 9, B1 neighborhood business zoning is appropriate for the site, but if approved by the county council, that is not the end of the county's involvement if it is developed. The Planning and Zoning Commission and its staff must still review any site plan for development of the project, including whether it complies with the county's source water protection ordinance, how it relates to the Lewis Scenic Byways program recently endorsed by council, especially at this location as a gateway to Lewis, and how it is interconnected with adjacent developments and roadways. And 10, for all these reasons, it is my recommendation that this rezoning from AR1 agriculture residential to B1 neighborhood business should be approved. Therefore, there was a motion by Mr. Burton, seconded by Mr. Ross, and carried unanimously to forward change of zone number 1802 for J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company to the Sussex County Council with a recommendation that this application be approved for the reasons stated. The motion carried 5-0. The chairman of the commission did ask for a roll call, and a roll call reported that Mr. Burton voted yea, Mr. Hudson voted yea, Mr. Ross voted yea, Mr. Johnson voted yea, and Mr. Wheatley voted yea.
What?
5-0.
A bunch of yeas.
That is my report.
You voted yes.
Sorry about the length.
All five.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. Any questions of Mr. Lank?
No.
Mr. Moore, if you read the short title.
I believe Mr. Robertson has that.
Oh, excuse me.
Tag team. Thank you, Mr. President. The title is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 11.66 acres, more or less. Thank you.
Pleasure, Council.
All right, make a motion we adopt the change of zone ordinance, CZ 1802.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette, to adopt change of zone number 1802. Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Well, I've looked at this and studied this and researched this, and we have had two hearings on a much larger piece of property where this smaller piece is located, and the future of that property had really has no bearing on what we do here on this smaller piece, to my understanding. And I'm not happy with it. I'm not happy with it at all. And I find the emperor has no clothes. The county laws and what we have with the state and all of our ordinances are weak and not protective. And believe me, I wish that were not the case. But I find many, many reasons to approve it. The county has failed to revise B1. It needs to do that right away, not in 2018. Source water protection ordinance is really weak, and that is no clothes. Environmentally sensitive developing areas are not protected enough under our code. But I'm sorry that there are no clothes, and I have to prove.
And your vote was yes or no?
Yes.
Approval.
Approval. Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Cole.
I'll just start out by saying that there is not a mandate anywhere in our code or in our plan that states that we have to rezone a property to B1, and there's not a list of requirements that need to be satisfied. But at the same time, our land use plan does make certain references to certain criteria that's needed when you do rezone, and this request is for a change of zone. The change of zone in the past had been to much higher type of densities and impacts with the C1s and the CR1s or whatever it was. And this one now is back to neighborhood business. And as Mrs. Deaver said, there's a lot of issues that make this an appropriate change of zone. A neighborhood business is in close proximity to the city of Lewis. And that's where B1 zone should go. It's in the there's also existing public water and sewer nearby, and this site would be served by both. It's on a major roadway. Del Dot has stated King's Highway is our arterial road from Route 1 to Freeman Highway, and we all are aware of the issues with traffic, and Del Dot has addressed that and stated that this is in a level 1 area for strategies. And that, again, all makes it appropriate. So my concern is also that there are references to the water supply section from DNREC that recommends that a portion of this new development is within the excellent groundwater recharge area, and the development should not exceed 20% of the impervious cover. DENREC will be able to, if this gets approved, will be able to control that through their permitting process with the conservation district. So DENREC has the ability to do that protection. I believe let me say that the applicant referenced, one of the representatives represented that they had done all kinds of planning down Gills Neck Road with all their residential development and the different types of housing product that they offered to the public. And they hadn't done much planning on this site with the approval of this 11 acres. I would hope now that the Lingo Asset Management Group, I think if that's the one who controls it, would do some planning for the balance of the property. That's where we can maybe make sure that the recharge area is protected. We minimize any future impacts with maybe traffic and other issues that involve land use. So with the land use plan that supports a change of zone in this area for these reasons, I'll vote yes.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Arlett.
Mr. President, I will, I know this is an application that has been tossed back and forth for quite some time with regard to the record and a lot of input from the public and really from many various entities, including Del Dot and alike, and it's important. We have to have the public's input. on all applications. I think as our community and as our county continues to evolve and grow, we have to be responsible as it relates to the land use plans and where things are appropriate. And I think that's something that's very relevant. This year, of course, is concerning, obviously, because it is off of that off of Route 1. I know the city, of course, of Lewis has been very concerned. It's across the street from the high school. You've got the wellhead there. And so there are some very valid concerns that everybody has shared. And I think in the end, I think that we have to make a decision based on the record, based on the facts that have been presented in this record, based on the location of this applicant. And so therefore, I think this is a responsible thing to do, actually. And in the end, there are other entities that have full responsibilities with regard to the well water and to the roads, and they have to be held accountable to ensure that they do their jobs in this process. Our decision as it relates to a land use plan is very simple. The record that's been presented, is this an appropriate location for a change of zone at that location? And so I think most definitely I would say yes, based on the recommendations that have been set forth and the record from the Planning and Zoning Commission and the record that was presented here to this council, I vote yes.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Wilson.
Well, I spent some time on Wellhead Committee and actually talking about groundwater recharge. In my area alone, we've pumped over 1 million gallons a day, over that easy. So where does water come from anyway? It comes out of the ground. You can boil it and do all you want to do. You can vibrate it, but it's still going to be water around. So to give a shorter answer, I'm just going to vote with planning and zoning. Yay.
Thank you, sir. I think it was a full record, obviously. A lot of comments from the public and from everybody else. I think at the end of the day, we do have a land use plan, and this fits that land use plan. The B1 zoning is appropriate for that area. And for all the reasons listed by planning and zoning, and for the rest of the council today, their comments, I will vote yes, motion carried. Mr. Jennings, grant requests.